It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Whoa, we're not afraid here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day from Phoenix, Arizona, in the beautiful Freedoms, Phoenix.com studios. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. We're not afraid, but that's because we're informed. And we just kind of got beat on it. And, you know, how detailed do we got to get? Well, here's some details. You have a list of stakeholders that are now going to the executive board of the Arizona GOP saying we're going to have a phone conference this Wednesday, day after tomorrow. We are going to vote, and guess which way you need to be voting, on the Arizona Victory Plan. Now, the Arizona Victory Plan, and this, to think that this, I have some people coming to me with this weekend going, Ernie, you got this, is, oh my goodness, look what they're doing. They've taken over the, as if, I go, who do you think you're talking to? You think this was the first time they've done this? When has there been an election cycle they haven't done this or something like it? I mean, you know, who you think you're talking to? Don't be insulting me, you know, and thinking, you know, this is, ooh, what revelation, you know, the party's corrupt. They've taken power away from the individuals that go to all these meetings for 2 years and so on. Oh, they don't get to have a say? Gee, I'm so shocked. This is what they're doing. They want all of the money to be diverted to them. Victory account. Victory, which is just their Project Victory thing, is a division of the Arizona GOP. As such, it will maintain a segregated bank account at a separate bank from the other accounts within the Arizona Republican Party. If they're going to have a separate account at a separate bank, no less, which I'm not even sure why, whatever, because how does it become a division of the Arizona GOP? This will be a division of the Arizona Republican State Party. All the money that they will be, you know, all the big guys, you know, they're giving money to the party, like, it will go to this separate PAC. That is, and I'm like, how is it a division of the Republican Party when it's totally outside of the structure of the party? All the precinct committee men, they don't get to vote on this thing. They don't get to participate. They don't get to, you know, have a say. They don't get to determine where the money is done. Nothing. Nothing. It's done at the executive committee level. And the executive committee level is going to the executive board, which is like 100 people, and they say, all right, we want, yeah, voice vote, yeah, boom, on the phone. How do you even get that on the phone? I'm not even sure how they push a button or, they, you know, yell on the phone or something. I'm not even sure how that's going to be done, but I guarantee this, they're going to do it. You know, this is like you're going to stop it. Now, here's the personnel. The Victory campaign will be managed by a Victory director, paid $9,583 per month. Okay. The Victory director will utilize the space at the Arizona GOP headquarters and amongst the various Republican campaigns as needed or desired. The Victory director will begin on or about December 1st, 09, and complete his or her work by December 15th, 2010. Well, heck, they already got this thing going. Now they want to fund it. A director is going to get $9,500 a month to do what? We'll talk about it when we come back.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We're just kind of going through some of the one of the various mechanisms by which you're ruled. I, you know, get used to it. And if you understand it, and I don't want you to get used to it, but you understand it, then maybe you can counter it a little bit. Maybe you can have an impact. Maybe you can see where you want to move the big elephant, find a tender spot and poke it. Well, we're tender spot pokers here. Now, what there is going to be in every level of government, every state, city, county, federal offices, political party, there is a mechanism. I know this is what Karl Rove was famous for, creating the environment by which we rule you. Well, to get all the volunteers that have been, in opposition to Obama, opposition to collectivism, the Tea Party movement, the Americans for Prosperity effort that's going on, these guys are, they have weight. They have influence. There is an opportunity here to do something. Well, the something is not ever going to be, a principle. It's not going to be more freedom for the individual. It's not going to be less government. It's going to be get our guys elected. To what? To rule, to wear the ring, to be behind the lever of power, dummy. Well, I mean, what are you going to do with that? Yeah, whatever. We'll say whatever we need to, but the ultimate goal is be in charge. Have the purse strings. Run this thing into the ground. Because Arizona, we're in big heap trouble. Just this last week, Governor Brewer came out with her big statement to the state and legislature and said, we in big trouble. We're going to be, they cut the budget a couple hundred million dollars, big whip and deal. Because it's $1.6 billion in debt. Now it's $1.4 billion. Yay! that's like, for every family, that's, $1,200 or something like that. Now it's like, you got it on you? Yeah, you owe just for the state debt. That's unconstitutional. It's supposed to be balanced budget. All of a sudden now I got that to dump in my granddaughter's backpack now? Ugh. And you think it's going to get better? It's going to get worse. Why do you think they're doing all? My daughter calls me. It was day after Christmas. She is going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's early. She gets pulled over by a Scottsdale policeman, and right off the bat, the Scottsdale, roll down your back window. You stopped at a green light. You're going 70 miles an hour. She goes, "What?" No, she calls me as he goes back to his car to run whatever. And I can't believe he's so mean and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, welcome to the real world. And what he was doing, he kept asking, okay, where are you coming from? Where are you going? And I'm going, this is Mark Victor's advice. Don't talk to cops. Don't volunteer. I'm sorry, officer. I've been advised to shut my mouth. Do whatever you're going to do. You know how fast you were going? I have my cruise control set at 54. The speed limit's 45. She's 9 miles over. Aha! You admitted the speeding. So he writes her the ticket. And I'm going, you don't talk to cops. So she was angry. And she called me after work and just, man, what can I do? Well, I gave her all options. I mean, you could, do all kinds of stuff. I don't get mad. I get even. You can cause all kinds of pain in the butt and be willing to pay and do. And what. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Heck, you just make signs. Scottsdale cops being pain in my butt. I mean, whatever provides you mental health, I just need you to understand, don't ever, think that you're going to have, what are you going to argue constitutionality or that he's full of crap, and when it's dark, early in the mornings, you've been drinking heavy. How much did you drink last night? I mean, he really was, searching for something because I know what happened. I'm sure she gave him attitude. Now she's 20 years old and she, I'm sure she gave him attitude and, no. Here it comes. So if you're not in a position of power, on the side of the road up against a man is not the time to do this. And what you're really wanting to accomplish, why we're successful in what we do, is we bypass them. Heck with them. We know what we're up against. The unlimited resources of. They, you know, who are you to be telling them what their role is? Who are you? There's a whole different mentality up there, and it happens the same inside the political parties. During the post-08 primary nomination and so on, the party really needed the Lovelutionaries. Now, the people that are in support of Dr. Paul. You know, the Republican, man, they're, oh, that's a resource. We don't want to be making them mad because whenever we do something, they go out and, you know, do signs against us for doing stupid stuff. Or we have to pay the price. We don't like that. You know, we just soon bring them in, give them shiny badges, give them some kind of a stake in the thing. Let them play. Let them think that they're getting some kind of influence in this process. And right up until we make sure that they finally know that they don't. Well, this is where it's coming. You have the executive director is getting paid $9,500 a month in order to do the job that already they're doing for the party. It's just another division so that they can get more money. In addition to whatever they're getting from the party as executive director, they supervise all Victory staff, providing them specific direction and goals at all times. Conduct a monthly meeting with all stakeholders to review blah, blah, blah. Now, the stakeholders, who are they? The stakeholders are McCain, Kyle, Flake, Shattuck, Franks, Brewer, the boys, okay? Now, you don't ever think it's not going to be, you know, them. Now, the contract for the Victory director, which probably is going to wind up being, you know, one of the officers in the party anyway, is $9,500 a month. The deputy director gets $3,500 a month. 72-hour director, whatever the heck that is $3,500 a month. Early ballot coordinator, $3,000 a month. Eight statewide field staff, they each get $2,500 a month. Eight people that are in charge of Congressional District 1 getting that back, they're $2,500 a month each. Three for Congressional 5, $2,500. Three for Congressional 8, $2,500. So after all of this, and then they have budget in there, travel and so on, you're talking at least $700,000. So this money, they're going to raise whatever they need. Now, who do you think they're raising it from? The people that have benefited from the big government to begin with. What, who do you think they're going to first? Get that development sidewalk contract. Missile defense kind of whatever subsidy corn money. Who do you think they're going to? People that benefit from large government. So it's just reconstruct. It's like the State Department giving so many billions of dollars to Israel and then buying congressmen to make sure they get twice that much next time. Now, this is the way it's done. So here we have the staff that is going to be totally above the actual Republican Party as the people have been convinced that it works. Totally outside of it. Totally in the hands of, I mean, what do they say? Who's the stakeholders on here? Alan Phillip, Republican National Committee. Chris Carr, National Republican Congressional Committee. Do you think this is going to have the interest of Arizona at heart here? Then they have the key to success of the Arizona 2010 Victory effort is an energized volunteer base. Recruiting volunteers, keeping them motivated, and putting them to good use will be a top priority of our Victory director and his team. Who's the first person that comes to mind on this? Tom Jenny, Americans for Prosperity, the Arizona kind of liaison for that. Tom Jenny was originally at Cato back in the day. He was communications director for the Goldwater Institute here. He went on to whatever. He's AstroTurf guy. Proud of it. Carries a little square AstroTurf around. You think I'm kidding? He's like, yep, man, you want bodies? You want coordinate? You want to get people out there waving the flag in some event? Come, man, you go see Tom. I know Tom. Tom's a friend. I get it. Don't whiz on my back. Tell me it's raining. Don't sit there and lie to me. Don't BS me. We can get along just fine. But he just said, yep, politics. All right, man, as long as we're good, you're not lying to me. I understand your role. I get it. Voter registration. The 2010 Victory Plan envisions a fairly robust registration program. Arizona GOP political director Colin Shipley is currently administering a voter registration program funded in part by the RNC in targeted regions of the state. The project's goal is to narrow the GOP's registration deficit or improve its advantage in targeted legislative districts as follows. And it goes through and they would do a voter registration program. Now, this is one thing that we have a lot of experience in as libertarians doing registration. And ours are more general. We don't care. Yeah, whatever. Just go register, you know, libertarian, maintain ballot status, and it's all good. But we're always challenged. they're purging. They're doing whatever. You think that happens to them? Heck no. So this is a concentrated effort for them to do, you know, what you would expect them to do. The difference is that it is linked in with national. Their phone database systems, everything. And you are out of the picture. They've already written it.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Who would they to lecture me?
Commodus, the Senate has its uses.
What uses? All they do is talk. It should be just you and me and Rome.
Don't even think it. There's always been a Senate.
Rome has changed. It takes an emperor to rule an empire.
Of course, but leave the people there.
Illusions.
Traditions.
My father's war against the barbarians. He said it himself, it achieved nothing. But the people loved him. The
people always love victories.
Why? They didn't see the battles. What do they care about Germania?
They care about the greatness of Rome.
The greatness of Rome. Well, what is that?
It's an idea. Greatness. Greatness is a vision.
Exactly. A vision. Do you not see, Lucilla? I will give the people a vision of Rome and they'll love me for it. And they'll soon forget the tedious sermonizing of a few dry old men. I will give the people the greatest vision of their lives.
Yes, what's that vision? We rule. You know, who are they to tell us what to do? We're the elite. We're the people in charge. We're the ones that have the money. We're the ones with the shiny badges. Who are the rabble-rousing, huddled masses to tell us what's what? That is our manifest destiny to rule because they let us. This is the mentality of these people. I've been dealing with this for a long time. And I'm telling you, there is no limit to their rationale for them to manufacture whatever society that you're allowed to live in. That's, you know, and guess what? They're the guy at the top. This whole entire document about their victory plan, draft, blah, 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 these stakeholders, these head guys, the list that are up here, I guarantee they're the ones getting these salaries or benefiting from the effort. Then you have what you always find out later on is that when they do the, you know, early vote, get out program, the voter ID, the telemarketing, the phone banks, the blah, 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 blah. There is a contract that goes to, you think they're out there getting bids on it? No, let's see, who can do this the most efficiency, the lowest efficient, and the lowest cost, blah, blah. No, they already decided. They already know who's going to do this stuff. You know, this is how they distribute the wealth. And the money that they have to raise is going to be this budget, you know, on this is $3 million. Fundraising. Victory stakeholders will need to take point on working with the Victory director to raise the resources to fund Victory. At a total cost above $3 million, there is little hope of finding the resources in-state unless we raise significant resources into the Victory account during calendar year 2009. So what they're doing is right now they're trying to, you know, line up all the money and everything. This is what they're going to do. Is go to whoever will give them the money. And it'll come from wherever. outside of Arizona. You know, they don't care. To do what? What do you think the ultimate goal is here? All right, I'm going to share some personal kind of, I think, what's going on. One, Jan Brewer, I think she's going to get thrown under the bus. Okay, there's, you know, this is much larger than the re-election of somebody that got appointed from Secretary of State takeover from Napolitano, especially after she's came out advocating for a tax increase. We need a sales tax increase. We got to have, and they may do it. This election, you know, it's going to be, and they'll try and fix, and they're going to get more from, and the highway patrol out getting more, and you're not wearing your seatbelt, and camera fraudulent cameras out there doing got a ticket, and we can, we better, and here we go, King's Highwaymen. They're going to get their money. So is she going to be able, in the wake of all that, be able to get reelected? Nah, probably not. I think they're going to pick up somebody else. There's a name that's been thrown around. His name is John Munger, and you got the same kind of guy. They did an initiative that, you know, we're going to do a sales tax increase here to fund this, or we're going to cut that, or we're going to – some popular guys behind the scenes money, he's demonstrated that willing to play ball, there's our boy. And it doesn't matter who it is. It really doesn't. My thing is the names on this, and I'll give you an example. The House Appropriations Chair is a guy named Russell Pierce. Russell Pierce is a lot of people that are anti-immigrant, immigration, everything. You may have heard of him or his work. There was a proposition called Prop 200 done 5 years ago or so, and I've had him on my show several times. I know Russell. And the big thing is that we gotta do away but any state funds going to anyone that's not a Arizona citizen or a U.S. citizen. Or in that initiative that did pass, the last paragraphs, it had in there that every single ID that is acknowledged by the state of Arizona in order to determine eligibility for whatever services, doing anything, has to have gone through a process by which it would determine your U.S. citizenship. I saw immediately, right there, there's your real ID. There is your national ID card. It will turn any identification that's sanctioned by the state here into a national ID card. So I'm going, you know, this is, at the same time, you have conservatives screaming against this kind of identification. But in the name of immigration, they're going to do it. Now, these people on here, are they really against illegal immigration? Or do they just want the ID? I'll share my thoughts with you when we come back on what I know.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Games. 150 days of games.
He was cleverer than I thought.
Clever. The whole of Rome would be laughing at him. They weren't so afraid of his Praetorian.
Fear and wonder. A powerful combination.
You really think the people are going to be seduced by that?
I think he knows what Rome is. Rome is the mob. You conjure magic for them and they'll be distracted. You take away their freedom. And still they'll roar. The beating heart of Rome is not the marble of the Senate. It's the sand of the Colosseum. He'll bring them death. And they will love him for it.
Bring them death and they will love them for it. It's games, games. It's just a distraction. What if you're those of you that are of the opinion that there is a larger effort afoot, you know, what might that effort be? It's to maintain and enhance power and control, the influence over your life, to socially and economically engineer you for the benefit of those that can. Are they? Well, if they can, they are. All you need to know is, can they do such things? Yes. How? With a fraction of the money, infinitesimal itty-bitties. You know, they got what? Just a relief fund, you know, the TARP, the bailouts. You think there wasn't enough set aside for whatever to maintain the machine going on? Heck, you audit the Fed. It'll be, I don't know, $100 billion went to our own little Pentagon black op program. I mean, you can't even keep track of this stuff. They don't know. You know, we push this button and these electrons sent so much money over there somewhere. They have no idea. Seriously, you think they know where all the money went? I'll tell you what it went to do. It went to make sure they can maintain and enhance their control over whatever the heck it is they think they're in control of. And that's one thing that clip from Gladiator is about. The real power is, you know, the mob. It's not the marble of the Senate. It's just, you know, the culture that they're able to instill upon. That's why they have to spend so much money and resources on the education of the next generation and the propagandizing of the adults and the kids. I mean, you ever watch MTV? So this is going on right now. I am of the opinion that immigration, even the guys that are touting, oh, immigrants bad, 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 bad. We got to stop the immigrants. Immigrants, go get the immigrants. It has nothing to do with immigration. It has everything to do with your willingness to be numbered. That is what's going on. And they will use whatever excuse they can. Now think about it. What are the threats that they've had? Immigration, sucking us dry. Has nothing to do with Congress and all the crap they're doing, or war, or welfare, any of that stuff. It's all the immigrants' fault. Then you have the next one was terrorism. Terrorists, them damn terrorists. Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists coming here going, kill us. Kill us. Of course, we're not going to go on the border and stop them. We're going to go, you know, 50, 60, 80 miles north of the border and stop everybody and papers, please. And what country are you a citizen of? Say it. Say it. Say it. Like that. Then what's the next thing? Health. Oh, my goodness. We got H1N1. People are going to die. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Throw them up on the cart. We got to go fill the landfill with all the dead bodies from everywhere from all this flu stuff. How'd that work out? So here comes the health care thing. They're going to mandate you get any health care, you're numbered. And, you know, it's interesting. You'll look at old spy movies and stuff, and they'll be looking at someone's health records. Yeah, we'll see. He broke a bone here. He has a hernia here. He's got this, you know, so make sure you punch him, hit him, whack him in this position. Here's his weaknesses. You know, he doesn't get this medication. You know, the insurance doesn't cover this particular ailment. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, this is, it puts you under control. So what do we advocate here? We are advocating being out of their control to grow certain things that would just make you healthier, you know, to eat better, you know, to stock up on certain over-the-counter medications. Heck, you know, under-the-counter medications, you know, I don't care. You know, you just need to be able to be independent. You cannot be independent if you're dependent. And a lot of times you have the ability to not be dependent by just stockpiling on certain things. I mean, we make fun of this, but, you know, how many diapers do you have? Toilet paper, tampons, wheat, you know, ammunition, guns. I mean, you know, just silver. Now, these things are, you know, here it comes. We're going into the next year. Starting next week, this week, well, tomorrow I want to go over a lot of the innovations, the inventions, the science, the energy, the new materials that are coming online just in the last year. To do an entire show on that, to bring up, you know, just how independent, how more independent individuals are becoming, how we have increased in just the last couple, just the last year, on our ability to live off-grid, a full life, and not take a cut in any of our lifestyles, you know, that we can go ahead and just, you know, we can live off-grid big time and have a quality of life that would be better than what we're having now. And it not be in some collective or worrying about something. You know, just we're independent. The technology that is coming is amazing. Technology that's here, the technology they don't want you to know about. So we're going to be spending tomorrow, I'm going to focus on that. Just to give you end of year with a reference of, you know, this is what we have to look forward to in the future. This is the abilities that we have. This is the cost of this. This is the savings. This is the improvement in our lifestyle. This is something that if we can just get land. Heck, can I just get my few acres over here? Can I do that? Do you know how much of this country is under the control of the government? Well, if you're paying property tax, all of it. I mean, all of it. You think you own your property? Stop paying property tax and tell me how that works out. I am of the opinion that there is going to be an enormous push and a lot of excuses. There's going to be threats of terrorism and terrorism. I kid on this show over the past few years, Golden Gate Bridge, St. Louis Arch toast. Just as symbols of what they're willing to blow up or do or something in order to enact the next wave of whatever the heck they got on the shelf. So all these things, that you want to research all this stuff about, the guy on the airplane sets himself on fire because he couldn't blow himself up. These guys, I give you an example. The shoe bomber. Anybody even know what happened to him? Where is he at? Is he even in jail? Do we even know? Does it matter? Do we know his history? Is there a made-for-TV movie about him growing up in whatever? Why not? Well, we don't care what motivated this person. Why would he do this? Does he even exist? Do we even know? It's like watching the movie Running Man with Schwarzenegger and Ventura. They had all the stuff that they arrested him for and so on, but it was all manufactured. You get the full video feed of what happened, different events. You're going, oh, this is just all made up. It's, I always default that it's all. I asked Lou Rockwell one time in an interview. He made a really good point. I go, how do you know when the media, whatever the government's coming out of it, do you ever make a determination? Is there somebody you call? How do you know? He goes, I always assume they're lying. And if I always assume they're lying, then more often than not, I'm right. Well, that's one way of looking at it. So tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of time. I encourage you to tune in and have that as, or set it as an archive you want to listen to later. Because tomorrow we're going to focus on all of the innovations that are available to us as individuals to extract us from the grid, from the collective. I mean, simple things like medicine. Discoveries in, I don't need all this cornucopia of crap and briefcase full of prescription bottles because I ate decent and I stopped eating this and I ate that. That's one thing. Then you have materials. One of my sons is going materials engineering. And, I encourage that. I'm like, man, you have no idea. So you get them all excited by showing them some of the stuff that's coming. See-through concrete blocks. Why? How? What advantage would that be? Oh. Interested? Carbon fiber paper that you use that's microns thick, that is the outer skin of spaceships that weigh almost nothing. Heck, you can launch them into orbit with a slingshot. I don't know. Now, these are the kind of things we're going to talk about. The space race, what's happening? Different materials that are available, energy sources, storing of energy and supercapacitor batteries, 30-year laptop batteries. This is what's coming. How is this a threat to the bad guys? It's the biggest threat they've ever had. In the past, they have always been able to create a collective mind using the media. Federally licensed television and radio programs, where they have a limit on what messages are out there, or the capacity to at least have a large enough audience to poo-poo anything that's said to take away the credibility of some truth that would challenge them. They go, no, pay no attention to that conspiracy theory. Then all of a sudden now we have the capacity to do tens of thousands of DVDs to give to senior citizens in their RVs, out here winter visiting in Arizona, then they go back to where they're going. What kind of project is that? It's like a six-month project. What kind of impact will that have? Enough they don't want it to happen. What will they do? I don't know. Let me make a story about that. I want you to understand we are in an end game. This is not over. We haven't even got started to get started to get started. This is a jockeying of positions and power for them to maintain and enhance their power over us. We have just demonstrated just a teeny bit of us being able to counter them with just simple information and the ability to communicate that. The internet helps with that, which means the internet must be attacked. One of my close friends and an activist here, he's an electrician, and his biggest concern is electromagnetic pulse. He goes, Ernie, man, you want to take out the society, any opposition or whatever, and all they got to do is make sure they put their electronics in a Faraday cage, you know. What a Faraday cage is if you go on the internet and you do Faraday suits or high voltage wire maintenance, maybe I'll find one, I'll put it on today's archive show. These guys, they go on these big high voltage overhead, you know, going across a desert, across Lone Prairie, these transmission lines of power, very high voltage. They fly over them with a helicopter, and a guy's in, it looks like a shark suit, a chainmail suit, and he'll put a probe out to kind of, you know, ground it on the wire clip to it, and then he just steps right onto it, you know, platform, and he's, you know, hanging on this wire doing maintenance on it, right as not even turning off the voltage. Because the suit that you have, it's Dr. Faraday came up with electronics, Tesla stuff back in the day, that he theorized that if you could be inside a metal conductive cage, then the electromagnetic energy would not go inside it. So you're in this suit, so you're protected from the voltage just goes around you. Yeah, you first. But the concept is all the computers that we have for your automobile, that even though it's off, you think that you're going to be able to run it, they're done. The computers in all these cars are done. So what happens, you get an extra backup computer and you put it in what's called a Faraday cage, in an electromagnetic protected, I don't know, it's made out of metal. You know, it's a cage that, you know, like you watched the movie, Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Hal Holbrook, I think it was. And he would put all this stuff inside a cage, and it kept them secure. Well, these materials that you would put your computer, a television maybe, a DVD you plan on watching, videos later on. So you might, if you got your little they might get me later thing, and you got your little bug out, acre up in the mountain kind of deal, you might have a cage around your sea container, your sea van that they put, they ship stuff in. And it's got a cage that, now you know how you do it, but this technology is available to protect your electronics. So you put your hard drive, you got all your digital pictures and all this kind of stuff in case there is an electromagnetic pulse weapon. Is this a concern? Well, yeah. I remember popular science or popular mechanics just a few years ago had it as a big cover story on how to make them. They're programming you. Yes, there are these electromagnetic pulse weapons that what it does, when you have a nuclear blast, it creates electromagnetic pulse, fries all electronics. Because it's like a lightning bolt, electrons all inside the circuitry and just fries it. Unless you're in a protected environment. So what they do is they said, all right, well, they're able to create, let me show you how, they create an electromagnetic pulse without a nuclear detonation. And how you do that is imagine you got explosives behind it. You know these flashlights that you shake? They got an LED light and you shake them and it creates the power. Well, if you have an explosive behind that, I'm not sure if you call it the armature or what, but the core winding, and it shoots through that really fast, and you have a high density of wrapping, it'll create an electromagnetic pulse, boom, without having a nuclear detonation. So they're going, the terrorists could do this. Let me show you how. Here's the blueprints. So there's prepping us for this. So will it, how high in the atmosphere do they go? How large an area will it cover? Can they do it to where it takes out the entire United States? It's localized, got trouble in Phoenix, so we're going to take care of them, whatever. And what kind of impact will that have? Who will have their stuff protected? Well, this gets more interesting when you find out this last year that they were doing tests of this in Australia. All of a sudden, the only sites that you could get to just a couple of months ago, the only sites that you could access were government sites. They shut off the rest of the internet just to see if they could. Did you hear about it, did you? Yeah, maybe a little bit, maybe on this show. Whew. This is coming. And it's all, in my estimation, to get you numbered. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess, and you may receive a quick death. Deny, and you must be purified by pain. Do you confess? Do you confess? Then on the morrow, you shall receive your purification.
Oh, you're going to get your purification. They're going to explain it to you. Well, maybe we have some other explanation here. And declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock from freedomsphoenix.com. Because we understand the game. This has been going on forever and ever and ever. Them versus, you know, not them. You know, those just won't be left alone. Those just won't leave them alone. This is a summary of today. I want you to understand without having to go into detail about, you know, how they're going to do it, because each state's going to be different. Bottom line is this. The incumbent party will win. No matter who you vote for, the government always wins. No matter who you vote for, the government always wins. It's set up that way. Quit trying to change them. Change you and your friends and your neighbors and your family. It is an awakening. It is a truth thing. And we do what we can here at Freedom's Phoenix to help you with resources to be able to do that. There is going to be in your local area, regardless of whoever it is, the Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. You get high enough on the pyramid, same people. All right. I told you what was going to happen. They are going to create a bucket for health care money. This is, you thought you're going to stop it? You know, I mean, the bucket is being created right now. Here it comes. Part of this bucket, there is going to be a requirement that every American receive not only an ID number that makes them eligible to get these benefits and not the evil immigrants, because they don't even answer the question about, how is it that they justify stealing from everybody to redistribute the way the man wants? That's the problem right there. I don't want that. They don't make that argument. They make the argument that, well, we have all this resources from everybody. We need to redistribute. We want to redistribute it to just Americans. You know, these immigrants, yeah, they shouldn't get access to this stuff. We need to do that. And to do that, we're going to need everybody to get numbered. You see the logic in this? Because these people that are responsible for this, I've known the people on this, you know, the stakeholders of this thing here, these are all amnesty guys. These are all about, you know, open borders, which is fine. You know, but you eliminate the welfare and then it doesn't make any difference. I don't care. It's only the government that argues over, you know, having more customers. You know, I don't want to be centrally planned. But it's happening inside what you would think would be your voice, your mechanism, your outside the government, the party structure that you've worked so hard in being a participant in the Tea Parties, in the Lovolution, in support of Dr. Paul, in running for office inside the party and doing all. It's already decided. The money is being diverted to a select elite few inside the Arizona GOP, and I guarantee it's happening in your state in either party. It's the same people in charge. I'm just showing you the mechanism by which they're going to do it. What are you going to do about it? Well, the first thing is just understand that's happening and not just be a willing accomplice. You know, remove your consent. You know, I advocate for individual rights. Who's the candidates doing that? Win or lose, don't care. Who is? If I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote for my own personal freedom. I choose that one. What the heck? Advocate the world you want to live in. I'll talk to you tomorrow about the hope of the future.